about the beginning of a very, very long journey. We spoke about the beginning of a very long journey, that the end of the journey is that a person makes himself royu to become one with Torah, to become one with Ruchnius, and that's the end of the long journey, the journey of a lifetime. The beginning of the journey that we spoke about was that a person has to fix himself, he has to know himself, he has to find out what makes him do what he does, he has to find out why he does what he does, then he can fix himself. Babe. Shleimus hamidus, perfection of midus, hechrechu lahasogas hateru ma'aloseo, is a necessity in order to attain Torah. Zeu me'amru posamis, that everybody knows. V'divrei chazal bor milaloi, chazal spoke very clearly. Ka'atoyer niknis v'memchat ma'alos hamidus service. Chazal said that Torah is niknis, Torah can be acquired only for person at midus service. That everybody knows. Kan amokoim lizboinin oitpam v'divrei Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, shekosev b'shara kdusha shar beiz, shevenu v'hagzomu l'shara sheni ayin shom. Motonu b'hem es ha-yisoyed l'chol avoydes adam, shamidas hein ha-yisoyed v'akisev ha-shoresh l'nefesh ha-sichlas v'shabot ha-likir mitzvus. What did Rabbeinu Chaim Vital say? We're going to speak today about Rabbeinu Chaim Vital's member. Turn to the hagzomu l'shara sheni. It's on page Samach Dalet in the Sefer here. This is one of the most important ideas, this piece of Reb Chaim Vital, from Sefer Shara Kedusha, the Talmud of the Arizal. Reb Chaim Vital, on page Samach Dalet, it's a quote here. You see, Hine Inyan Hamid is a quote. Let's learn it inside and see what he says today. It's a very, very important shtick. Reb Chaim Vital speaks there in this piece about a very important insight, about a very important question. Why is it that we find that in all the Tariag mitzvahs in the Torah, we don't find lav and anasei that deal with midas? There's no lav, don't get angry. There's no lav, don't be jealous. There's no lav, don't be depressed. There's no lav, don't be cheap. There's no lav, don't be a big shot. Why not? He says something very interesting. Hine, inyan hamidos hein mutbois ba'odom ubenefesh ha'shvelo. The midos are something which is ingrained in a person, in the part of his neshama which is called the nefesh ha'shvelo, the lower part of the neshama. V'hine, v'nefesh hazeh, in this neshama, in this chelek of the neshama, tluyois hamidos ha'toivoit va'arois, are hanging and depending the good midas and the bad midas. The hain, kisei, the yisoid, the shayrish, they're a foundation, they're a shear, they're a root. El anefesh hel yoyna hasichlis, to the seichel part of the neshama, which means the higher part of the neshama, shebot tluyeis tariag mitzvah satayr. There are two parts of the neshama. There's a part of the neshama called the nefesh hel yoyna, which is seichel. There's the nefesh hashvela, which is connected to the guf, where there the midas are sitting. I'll explain in a few minutes what that means. Lefichach. In a Kabbalistic way, ein hamidos mikal ha-tariag mitzvahs. The midas are not part of the tariag mitzvahs. The tariag mitzvahs sit in a part of the neshama called the neshama el-yarna. I'll explain soon what all this means practically. And they affect the neshama el-yarna. When a person does a mitzvah, the neshama el-yarna gets stronger. V'omnam, but, even though the midas don't sit in the neshama el-yarna, they sit in the neshama shvela, Hein hachonos ikorios, they are the main preparations, the main hachonos, el tariag mitzvahs, b'kiyumum, if you're going to do the mitzvah, or b'kiyumum, if you're not going to do it. Why? Yan, the reason is, ki ein koyach b'nefesh ha-sichlis, the neshama wants to do a mitzvah. L'kayim mitzvah, the neshama can't do mitzvahs, ayidei tariag evrei ha-guf, with all the parts of the guf, el v'em soiz, nefesh ha-yisoidis ha-muchubaras ha-guvatsoi, only by getting the nefesh ha-shvela, which is connected to the guf, to get the guf to do. And therefore, since the midas are the foundation for the tariag mitzvahs, inyan hamidas harois koshin min averis asamoyik. The midas, therefore, are worse than the averis themselves. And the buzet hob in inyan, masha omur razal, that's why Chazal said, kolakoyis kulu avida zara. See, he has a school of Kohol Tarek Mitzchein or Mishesh Bogas of Ruch with the Balgaiva, Kaper Vikr. The royal God of Kasher, you should chop him down like Kasher, Ukrain the Rabbis. Why? Because the Midas, on Nam, they're not part of the Tarek Mitzvah, they're before the Tarek Mitzvah. They're the Yisoy, they're the Kise, they're the Yeshayrish to the Tarek Mitzvah. The Nimsa, it comes out, he Yaser Tzorach Lizor, Mividas Harois, a person has to be more careful with Midas Rois, Yaser Min Kiyama Mitzvah, Asay Velech Asay. More than the mitzvahs of Hashem's voice themselves. Right? Be Yosef, Val Midas Tovis, is the most critical line. When you'll be a good Midas Tovis, binokul Yekayim call the mitzvahs. You'll be able to Mekayim all the mitzvahs. What did he say? So on a theoretical level, what he's saying is that there's the Tariag mitzvahs, and then there's the Midas Tovis and Midas Rose. The Midas Tovis and Midas Rose are before you start with the Tariag mitzvahs. They're the Yisoy for the Tariag mitzvahs. In a pneumistic way, what he says is that it's different parts of the neshama. The Tariag mitzvahs are sinning, they affect the mitzvahs of the neshama sechlus, and the mitzvahs, tevis, and the rois are sinning in the lower part of the neshama. Let me explain what this means on a practical sense. I'm going to say a very, very practical mushal to what he means, and this is what he means more or less. I said this mushal over to a number of you privately. It's very simple. It's Erev Sukkos, and you need to buy an esrog, and a hulah, and other things for Yom Tov. I can explain you six reasons why Mr. Midas Royce doesn't have an esrog at the end of the day. He has a lemon. First of all, you can have Mr. Midas Royce, he's lazy. You know, to go ahead and go pick out a good esrog, good lulav, it takes a tircha. You have to go. You have to get up. You have to go to gula. You have to do mashriya. You have to look. If you really do a proper job, it takes time, it takes effort. And Mr. Midas Rose is lazy, he doesn't make an effort for anything. By the way, he's not picky, not just for Ruchnius. He's lazy, period. He doesn't do anything. And therefore, he has no accomplishments to show for himself, not in Ruchnius, not in Gashmius. He eats chalten and other things when they're available, also without much of an effort, by the way, only when they're readily available. You know those types of guys that are in the deer, so every say, even a Gashmius, he goes, well, that's good, he doesn't go. Nothing. He's just stopping the mood. So Mr. Atzlan doesn't have an esrog. He's an Atzlan. Now, Mr. Atzlan, by the way, is not cheap. Comes to Sukkah thing, he hears one of these microphones going around, you know, every Shabbos of his, but he starts to cry, writes out a check, pours out money, and not cheap. He's not a Kaisen, somebody can insult him, stuff on him, he doesn't care, get in his tongue. He's an Atzlan. He can't get out of bed. And when he gets out of bed, he can't go further than where he is. He can't be bothered. That's Mr. Atzlan. He doesn't have an esrog. You have a mitzvah of Tayag, mitzvahs, Esrik, Dalamin, all the Gvaldik of Kahonis that Chazal spoke out. He doesn't have an Esrik. Why do you have an Esrik? He has something against Esrik. He knows all the stuff. Yeah? I went to a Moshe Shpiro Shir. He knows everything, all the Pneumias, all the Dalaminim, all the Morals, all the Pachad Yitzchok. And he sends them over, by the way. He knows them all. Because he can lie in bed and be the Pachad Yitzchok. Not a problem. But he doesn't have an Esrik. So his Neshama El Yaina, his Neshama Sichlis, understands all the Pneumias Mitzvah. But he couldn't get out the door, because the Midas, which are standing at the gateway of the Guf, and here I'm speaking the Kabbalah that the Rechaim Tal spoke about, the Nefesh HaShvel is the gateway between the Neshama Sichlis. And then the Neshama Sichlis is dying for an Esrik. The Neshama Sichlis knows the glory of the Elomus HaYaina, the Tikkunim, that the Esrik and the Dalam Mina make in the upper world. But he has to get the Guf to go, because in the upper world there's no Esrik. Right? When you're lying in your bed in Yadira, you don't have an Esrik. We have to get the goof to go. So the Neshama El Yoyna says to the Neshama Shvela, get the goof to go. But in the Neshama Shvela sitting this big monster, sitting at the door, he can't get through, called Atzlos. He can't get the goof to do it. That's the Neshama El Yoyna, the Neshama Tachzayna, and the goof. So the message doesn't reach the goof. That's Mr. Atzlos. Mr. Kamsen, I don't have to explain why he doesn't have an answer. Mr. Kamsen can't bring himself. He's not an Atzlan, he's going and accomplishing and all types of things, and he's taking on projects and Kabbalists, and he's first up for the morning. He can't spend, he can't, you know what type of guy is, go on the way, he can't, he wants to, but he can't. He can't spend money. He has the money. You don't have the money, you don't have the money. And then there's other meters, I guess. But he has the money, he can't bring himself to spend it. He can't. There's no logical reason, by the way. There's no logical reason for Atzlan either. We're talking meters, don't have logic, by the way. Meters, we'll talk about it in a minute, what the chiddush of this Rechaim Vital is. Midas are forces in a person's neshama. See what he says? Midas in mutboyes, ba'odam, buvunefesh. We don't respect our midas, by the way. look at him, the Yeshiva Shemaita, the other guy's lazy, the guy's cheap, this guy's out-tempered, this guy's out. It's not. It's serious business. Midas and boys, but all the movement of Nefesh HaShveilah. There's a thing called the Nefesh HaShveilah. Trust me, you also have it. Everyone has Nefesh HaShveilah. Even if you never saw a family tell you, have a Nefesh HaShveilah. No matter which way you come from, Hungarian, Polish, everyone has Nefesh HaShveilah. It doesn't matter much. And in the Nefesh HaShveilah, says Rechaim Vital, and he knew what he was talking about, yeah? Indian HaMidas and Mutbois Vodam. The Midas are sitting there. It's Mutbois, it's Teva. There's a force called Midas. And there's a force called Atzmus. Mukhni is thick of force. And there's a force called Kamsonus, Chi. We were continuing with our people who didn't have the Esrik. Right? The third guy doesn't have the Esrik is Mr. Kass. And Mr. Kass doesn't mind spending money. He has plenty of money to spend. He's not lazy either. Energetic guy. Mr. Kass was on the way to Gula to get an Esrig. Somebody double parked in front of him. Yeah? And he forgot himself. He got into a fight. He forgot why he was on the way to Gula. And he said, you this and you're that. And he's punching it. Before you know it, he was in the middle of a whole fight, yelling and scheming. He took a slap, gave a slap. He forgot why he was on the way to Gula. He went home and schemed at his life, and that was it. An Esrig he didn't have. Who else doesn't have an Esrig? So long as Mr. Depressed doesn't have an Esrig, so he's depressed. He can't do anything. Mr. Baltaiva doesn't have an Esrig, because Mr. Baltaiva is not cheap, and he's not lazy. And he's not cheap, he's not lazy, he doesn't have a temper. But he couldn't move, he ate four slices of pizza. He was finished, he was finished. So, these are examples, I can go on and on and on and on. None of these guys had an Esrik. But they got an Esrik with a Midyavdik Esrik. So how many obstacles the Neshama and Tichlis has to overcome in order to get to go do something? And by the way, there are many sub-Midas Royas which aren't as powerful as anger and taiva and kav and kaptonis. For example, there's a Mida. He speaks about it later on. Not being organized. It's a tumult. A guy cannot be a Baal Kass, he cannot be a Baal Taiva, and he cannot be a Baal Aslan. It's a tumult. He's not organized. See, he just never got around to it, because he's busy going there. You know those guys, they never get anything done. They're always a tumult. It's a midrash. Because he's not organized. It's a midrash. It's a tchuna to nefesh, which he never took care of. He never fixed this. He never accomplished anything. The guy really has to come here and do this thing. Everything, nothing is ever. It's e-saver. Oh, I forgot. One more guy to the metrics. I forgot about him. Then there's a guy who's a sinas chinam. He came down to Gula. He had money in his pocket. He wasn't lazy. He's not a baltai. He was a frumer. He's a kano. He doesn't touch pizza. Not with any hechsher. Doesn't touch it. Big kano. He's not a Baal Kass. Kind of Ben Elliot, don't get angry, pessimistic and angry. He's not cheap. He's prepared to spend $1,000 on Esrig. He's a Kanoi. He's not lazy. But he gets nervous, all these people around him elbowing him. And this guy was this and this guy that guy that. Make a gimmick. Makes him nervous. He was there for half an hour and ran away. You know those guys? Two yeshivas, they were too folk, they were too not folk. There was a guy Mizrahi day to make him nervous, and the guy Mizrahi day fucking with American accent, he's saying, oh, instead of, oh, he could be. You have an S roll, that made him crazy. And then there was this other guy, 40 was alarmed, not alarmed. No Esrik. No Esrik. You hear? Because he's a sinner's kinnam. He got back, he exploded, he went home. In the end, he bought an Esrig. So, here we have a situation where, by the way, this goes on with every mitzvah we do, with every daf gemara we learn, every tefillah. In every mitzvah, in every avodas Hashem that we do, the nefesh ha-sichlus is dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do the right thing. Wants to do mitzvahs, is yearning for accomplishment. The neshama wants dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nefesh ha-sichlus wants tarayag mitzvahs. The tarayag mitzvahs are the food for the neshama. But the nefesh ha-shveilah, which is the connection to the guf, the neshama can't do anything. The nefesh ha-shveilah, in the nefesh ha-shveilah sitting, it's like the yisoid of the bin, it's like the basement. There's all the boiler room. So there's no power and there's no electricity unless the people in the boardroom agree. You have a huge skyscraper. The skyscraper that we have is Tariag Mitzvahs. The skyscraper that we have is Avodas Hashem, Torah, Avodas Gemilas Hasadim. But the Yisoid for all that is the Mitzvahs. So the Mitzvahs aren't in Tariag because they're way before Tariag. You can't open a Torah unless you fix your Mitzvahs. Because you can learn it. All the Tariag Mitzvahs, but you're not going to get anything done because the Mitzvahs won't let you do it. And that's why the Mitzvahs are the Yisoid. This might be the most famous line in all of Mitzvah literature. This letter, this line of Chaim Vital. The Mitzvahs are the Yisoid and the Shoyrish and the Kisei for the Tariag Mitzvahs. They're the Yisoid. They're the foundation. They're way before Tariag Mitzvahs. The Torah comes after the Mitzvahs. You know why they're not in Tariag? Because the Torah was made for a guy who fixes Mitzvahs. If you haven't fixed the Mitzvahs, then you can't do Tariag Mitzvahs. You can't do it. You can do it here, you can do it there, but you can't do any consistent stuff like this. Because one day it's like this, and one day this, and one day that, and one day that, and one day that. And the Mitzvahs are all kind of disturbing. Let's go back to the tape again. So Shleimus HaMitzvahs will start all over again. Shleimus HaMitzvahs. Now, most of us live our lives that I spoke about a guy who was a Muslim in one area. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, have a little bit of everything. And most of us, when we go by in Esrik, or we do other mitzvahs, we have a challenge of all these things plus another 100 factors which operate inside us. Why we do it, when we do it, how we do it. But we're not in touch with it. So all we know is that mitzvahs are difficult. We don't know why. And we never dig deeply into ourselves to figure out what's operating in us that's not letting us do things. And until a person does that, and that's what we learned last week, you're not going to do. Shleimus HaMitzvahs, again, Shleimus HaMitzvahs is critical for the attainment of Torah, like I just explained. Now we understand why if a person doesn't fix his mitzvahs, he can't learn Torah. Kan hamakum lizbonin oid b'pam divrei rabbeinu chaim vital zal shakosu b'sharik kedusha shambei shevein v'agdom. We just learned it. Matana b'hem, we just learned there after he said l'kol avodas adam. He's not exaggerating. The paragraph that we just learned from Rabbi Chaim Vital is the yisoid of all avodas adam. That's the yisoid of all avodas. The yisoid of all avodas adam is that if you want to get to tariag, you want to get to the nefesh ha-sichlus, neshama ha-sichlus, you have to fix your mitzvahs. Shemitzvahs and ha-yisoid v'akisiv ha-shoyrish from nefesh ha-sichlus asher bo toli kiyum mitzvahs. Kashlom l'dvar me'ela, to complement the words of Rabbi Chaim Vital, yavo kam divrei rabbeinu hagoyin v'sol salam tzeh zatzal, v'nishtav dal v'sefer yisrael. Quote, ki agam sha'at tayir misurul levnei adam. We saw right like this. Tayir is given over to a person. Vashar was given over to a person. Lach toich inyana, to decide, to cut, to make decisions. The inyanim of tayir, kifi matorah sefer le'enoshi. Tayir was given over to people. You're allowed to go ahead and paskin, and resolve, and decide according to your sefer. But, even though that's true, loy nichpashahi, it's not captured under our hands, it's not under our control. Lasas bo kichetzenu, to do what we want. Al pi taluches ritzenesenu, according to our ritzeners. If you do that, pigalu. That's pigalu, loy yirasa. Lahoshiv tshuva l'sheinu tzedek. Somebody asks you a shayla, a psak halacha, to answer him tzedek. L'shaftenu meisharm, and the paskin with yashras. Kolaymar, explains at Ali Shor. Loy v'ashamayimim, Torah is not shamayim. Onu chayavim lipsa kalacha kibitzekleinu. Torah was given over to us, the Paschal of Yahweh Sefer. Our HaTorah Nimsara Rak L'Seichel HaShefet B'li Negiyas. The Torah was given over to somebody who has a Seichel that Paschal without Negiyas. And then a Kavusha Etzleinu, it's not under our control, captured by us. Shenuch HaLasas Bo Kefi Yo'ila Al-Seichel HaMeshukat Min Negiyas. HaShoyel Meitanu Din Torah V'Seimech Aleinu L'Kabal Tshuva L'Amita Shoteir. Somebody asks you a psak halacha or das Torah, and he relies on you to get a Torah to serve. On a Meshiva line, we answer him, Masha Hel of Sechleinu HaMeshuchid. We answer him according to what our blinded, seichel, bribed seichel answered. Harehu Kumashe Korban Hanishcha B'machshev Es Pigul. Ain't a Korban Oel Rotel Oel Pigul. Kach halacha she nipsa katoik negis, halacha that was paskin through negis, ain't a Torah Oel Pigul Oel Rotel. Example. I can take the example that it's also not the gears and give you an example from one extreme to the biggest extreme. You're sitting with a kavusa and you always have to say the shah. Or you always want to be right. or you want to prove to the guy that you're smarter than him. Or anybody in their own way knows what they have in their relationship with Chavrusas, what negias they have. They want to prove they're better than him. They want to say the pshat. Well, whatever it is. The chances that you're going to say a right pshat when you have a negias to say before the other guy, the chances that you're going to say a right pshat because you want to show the other guy is wrong, are very weak. So that's on a small level. You have bir midas, midas gaiva, sinas chinam, kina, right? And they all pop up with chavrusas. Whoever doesn't have the phenomena that I just described, them, it doesn't belong here. Because you're a tzaddik nizgo, you say deilam, and we'll line up after we'll take brachos for you, and we'll take a number. And you can go into business. The Kalamatan Farapos are always looking for a new makobo to go through. Yeah. So, we're not talking about a guy that everybody, when they learn, all types of midas kick in and step in, and they play a role in our relationship with chavrusas, that's for sure. Sometimes the whole reason why you have a chavrusa is because you can show him that you're smarter than him. Sometimes only part of the time, sometimes it's half the time. So on a small level, yeah, you have midas, trying to learn a piece of Gemara, you're trying to get pshat tesis, and you're trying to prove that you're Mr. What he calls. How much pshat can you get from that? So you'll say a krum of pshat in order to show you smart, but more than that, you won't listen to the other guy. The other guy's asking a good kasha, the other guy's asking a zakh that could open up your mind. But you can't listen to him because it means you have something to gain from him. You're not going to show that you have what to gain from him. Who's that guy? He's some nobody from where he called. How can you learn like that? How can you study like that? That's on a small level. The guy has Midas Ros, it stops him all the time from listening to somebody else, or some of the time from listening to somebody else. So you miss that day of learning, you miss the day of studying. On a major level, you can up it, you move it up, the guy becomes a Rav. And it's passed in, I'm talking about, you're not running by, so you're a local road, you're in Canton, Ohio. And it's passed you, there's a modern road in town, and you, it's passed you, that you should be known as the Machmer road in town, right? You want to be the modern road, there's already one modern road in town, you want to be special. So, every time somebody comes to you, ask you a shayla, you're Machmer. Now, you're convinced 1,000,000%, we're not talking about Rishon over here, right? The guy did nail level for 2 years. And he did what he called, we're not talking about Rishon here. We're talking about a guy who's a tzaddik gadol, Moshe Nefesh V'Torah. He went with his wife out of town. And he really wants to do for Klal Yisrael. He really wants to do. But he has a problem with gaiva. He has a problem with self-confidence, which is also midah rov, by the way. Seder? And the guy wants to be special. So he doesn't realize that he can be special in something he really wants to be special. He wants to be different. He wants to stand out. Now he's convinced that maybe he doesn't realize what I'm saying. He's convinced that he's fighting Crusade, Fakarat Borhu, and it's time to put the people in Canton High, they should know about Hashem, what the rest of the Kazakh is, not this modern world, thinks everything's what he called, next. Oh, but if he's a guy who would be in touch with himself, deep down, he would know that it's trying to be different. By the way, Crusade is just the opposite, right? You come into town, and there's already a guy who is a Machmer, who from Ak. You're not going to be anything if you're going to be a Machmer, he's a bigger Machmer than you. So you're the Lali, you're Mekel. I'm not talking about a baby, so the Moderna Olam goes to you, and if I'm a good thing, go there, and he's there, and also, so the guy's convinced that he's passing the Hashem, but the guy's shaking, it's making Klai so difficult. And you have Abbas Yisrael, that's why you're being Momekul. You're convinced of that. But the guy will be in touch with himself. So both guys are Krum. Both guys are passing in Krum. Both guys are being Mashal to Tibor. You can have the same Yisrael when you get higher and higher and higher. Person asks you a question, you want to be seen in a certain way, or give you cover in a certain way. I have the question all the time. A bachur says he wants to switch shiurim. Something I deal with all the time. What do you do? So everybody's convinced, by the way, that 100% sure the guy should stay in your shiur, that's for his taiva, and there's no suffix b'chal about it. Because everyone, you're convinced that you say the best shiur in the world. And I get the question all the time. A bachur comes to me and says he wants to switch shiur. So, since I have no mitzvah as b'chal, and I have no negiyah as b'chal, I'm equipped to answer such a question. Okay? So I answer the question with 100% L'shem Shemayim. I look into the neshama, and I what is cherish neshama is, and we know from there right away which cherish should be in. Closer like that. But realistically speaking, without jokes, since I know that I have negias, and sometimes you have negias you want to get rid of the guy, sometimes you have negias that you want to keep the guy, so I can tell you, I cannot answer a question when a boy comes like that. Where wants to go? It comes and goes, but I'm trying to think that you have to grapple with, right? It's a shadow of the chosha. By the way, it could be it just as much spilling a guy's blood to tell him to leave, correct? As it is telling him to stay. Both of them. Could be shlichus on both ways. Could be changing the person's future. You don't know what it's going to be. Multiply that by 100 shilas that you're going to get in your life. Your wife asks you a shayla, your kid's going to ask you a question, and you're playing covered, playing position. You want to ask me this, you didn't ask me that, you think about tomorrow. Pickle who? You're passing the shayla, somebody's going to ask you advice, and you're busy thinking about him. Well, I want him to ask me shayla, so I'm going to give an answer, make you feel good, or come back to me again. I can give you 100 mishalom, I can spin it out for you. I have a good imagination. And you're all going to be in positions in life. You're all going to be terrorists, you're all going to have an effect on the people one day. You're all going to be in positions in life where people are going to ask you advice. There's a million negis that are behind every advice. You want the person to ask you, you want to look good, you want the person to be. You ever watch conversations with people? Conversation number one, the guy saying he's against what he calls the guy, he agrees with him 100%. The same guy he has an hour later talking with his other uncle, who's a yeshivish guy, he's talking just the opposite. He agrees with him, he says, yeah, they're all custom. Half an hour talking with the other uncle, who says just the opposite. You're rather, they're overdoing it, they're extreme. That's the way we all are. You go with the flow, you want to look good in the eyes of everybody else. And most people come out. In the general world, that's how they, their hashkofas are the people they're talking to. You want to know what a guy's hashkofas is, it depends who he's talking to at that second. That's what he decides what his hashkofas are. It's not a weakness in hashkofas, it's a part of midas rois. Because the person is mishubat his midas. He has midas rois, he's worried about looking bad, whether it's gaiva, whether it's this, whether that's a lot of factors which go into these negias. And that's what he decides, how he answers and how he fastens. Now a person can make ruchani yizdika decisions on himself, on his children, on his family, on his talmidim, on his congregants in the shul in Canton. And if you get to a point where you're running Klai Yisrael, you can make things like that also, if you have negias. That's why the people, the very few people who run Klai Yisrael, by the way. Why the very few? Because Klai Yisrael generally picks the people who have no negias at all. Right? Why is Rav Leib running Klai Yisrael today? Because he has no negias. No shaykh say, Kenan guy doesn't interest in Bechal. Somebody told me a story about Rav Leib. Not a story, somebody who's a one of his shamoshim. That a few years ago he went on his first trip to America with the Rebbe. And he came back, it was a big event, the first trip, not the one recently, about 5 years ago. And he came back, and then a few weeks afterwards, he made another trip to France. Also, it was a big trip. So he told the Shamoshim, he's asking the favor, I heard this from first hand. He told the Shamoshim that, it was a few months after he came back from America, he told the Shamoshim that in America they made a big tower around from him. He got a lot of COVID. And he said they asked me he shouldn't do the same thing in France because he had to fast for months after America to get rid of the COVID. He doesn't have the credit, he'll be 92. He doesn't have the credit to begin to fast another few months. So the Hashem Rechmanis on him that they shouldn't give him so much COVID in France. So people like that, you can go ask a Shiloh, what should you do? Should I do this? Should I do this? Should I go there? Should I open it? Should I close the yeshiva? Should I get married to this person? Because that person's only here. You're not thinking, well, what's the thing I'm thinking about? There's only here, he's lucky. There's very few people like that. That's why the social movement winds by these people. Everybody else, we have Nikias, and we don't fix our meters. So it's pickled with us, you saw that. This is another example. This is not the Esrig area, right? This is not the Master Bakery example. This is another example how a whole world of Ruchnius, of Avodas Hashem, of Limud HaTorah, of Pshat Nesugya, of Halacha, of guidance of where to go, could be affected by our bad nidus. Those are two motivations. We'll just finish off the paragraph. No verb is there. It's clear from this. Avodas Kabira, that there's a huge amount of work. Mutelis is placed on Misha Reitzel Diska Teres Emes. Somebody wants to get the Teres Emes. You want to get the Emes of Shat and Rajba. So Milvad Hayigia Hanoyro Allah Yitzi Dvar Halacha Al Boriyah Misha Asa Paiskim. Besides the Gevaldik is shocking idea that a person has just to get the Sugya clear with the Shat and Paiskim. All of Lamoid Al Tara Sichloi. He has to toil on the Tara of the Seichel. Sheva Eitz Osko Ba Tara when he learns Tara like Tikana Shom Negia Upnia. No negia, no objectivity, no right or no left will take Gula into the border of your sechel. Neiruhu is shocking, chiyuv hatiru, zikuv shemitaseinu, the obligation that we have to purify our midas, kedei lagia l'kiyam mitzvahs, to get to kiyam mitzvahs, like who said, v'chaim vital, who is sechel shel teira, like Rabbi Yisrael said. A person who's lazy, for example, can't learn the tesis properly. You can't, you're too lazy to work out the taisus. A person who's a maltaiva is distracted, he can't learn a taisus properly. A person who's a kaisen can't learn a taisus properly because he's angry at everybody. An occasional day when he gets a good day, when he's not angry at his roommate, not angry at his mother, not angry at his father, not angry at his uncle, not angry at his chavrusa, he learns. A person who's depressed can't learn. A person who's not mesuder can't learn because he never even gets the seder. He's always just running around. He's always a day behind. So here you see an example, again, a practical example of how if a person doesn't fix his midas, you can't get anywhere.